السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقني علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم اكرمنا بكرامتك، وأعزنا بعزك، ولا تخذلنا بخذلانك يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت الحليم الكريم. لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات السبع ورب الأرض ورب العرش العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك الغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم، والفوز بالجنة، والنجاة من النار. اللهم لا تجعل لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريدا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا غما ولا كربا إلا فرجته لنا يا رب العالمين، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا أو الآخرة لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا ويسرتها لنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم خير لنا واختر لنا، ولا تجعل لنا خيرا إلا فيما اخترته لنا يا رب العالمين، واجعلني راضيا بما اخترته لي يا رب العالمين، وبارك لي فيما اخترته لي يا رب العالمين، لي ولكل من سألنا الدعاء، ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. بسم الله وعلى بركة الله، أما بعد. human being، الله سبحانه وتعالى put a head in the human being. And the head, he put it in the highest part. Why? All the part is covered except the head. Because the head containing everything makes a human being. This is why Allah elevated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put in this head all the door of goodness and all the door of sickness and desire and shayateen. According to how much we move this head toward, this will be going. Because the eyes look according to what you're looking at will enter your heart. According to what you're hearing affecting your heart. according to what you're talking about affecting your heart, and according to what you're thinking affecting your heart. If we talk about thinking, what is the kind of thinking a human being involved of? And by the way, before we talk about the kind of thinking, do you know what is the highest action a human being can do? Thinking. Thinking is the highest action. And this is why Shaitan, if he want to steal you, he steal first your thinking. If he take your thinking, he take all of you together. And if you save your thinking and become belong to Allah, all of you become belong to Allah. See? Now, what is the kind of thinking? Let's go see. One of the early scholars, he said, the roots of goodness in thinking and the roots of evil and destruction also from thinking. Because thinking is the beginning of irada, the beginning of talab, the beginning of want and desire, and also the beginning of love, the beginning of living, the beginning of zuhd, the beginning of loving Allah. Everything starts by thinking. What is the most beneficial thinking, and what is the most destruction thinking? The most beneficial thinking is the thinking of the Day of Judgment, thinking of the grave, thinking of the hereafter, thinking of Allah, and how we reach it. This is another thing. And how we get away from the things can prevent us of getting what we want. And also, the thinking of preventing anything can stop us. This four thinking, which is the most beneficial thinking to us. And this is the highest. And now we have another four thinking. It is the most destruction thinking. The thinking of dunya, how we make money, how is the business, how is this, how is the family, how is the kids. This one of the most destruction thinking. And the another thinking also destructing us, and how it lead us to gain what we're thinking about. And the thinking of what prevent us of getting what we want. And the thinking of the ways and a channel how we gain what we want. And this four healthy thinking and the four destruction thinking, it make us the pillar of all the thinking. And the highest, the number one in thinking, anybody can tell me, is the thinking of Allah. And the thinking of the gift of Allah, and the attribute of Allah, the name of Allah, the quality of Allah, the respect of Allah, the bounty of Allah. And this lead us to the thinking of how to obey Allah, how to get closer to Allah, how we get away from destruction by being away from Allah. All the thinking is the most beneficial and healthy thinking. And how we follow the sunnah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we get closer, how we obey Allah, And this thinking will lead you to a fruit. This fruit is loving Allah and to make you the friend of Allah and closer to Allah. And also it lead you to know the ultimate knowledge. The knowledge lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this thinking will lead you to the thinking of the hereafter and the level, Jannah. How many level? How I get closer? And also it lead me to think about how dunya is very distracted. How dunya is minimum. How dunya is very small. And when you think this way, it will lead you to dislike dunya. You do not want dunya. You're not running after it. And now you start getting calm and you're not busy. Yes, you're living, but you're not busy. And every time you focus in this thinking, you will get another fruit. The fruit of shorting the amal. Meaning your hope is short. You think about death. You think about the grave. You're not having a long term anymore. Because the more you're having thinking, the more you get busy. And you get sick. You get worried. We'll talk about it now. And this will lead you, if you think about death, it will lead you to another fruit. It will make you able to do more. You struggle more. You want to do more. And you do not delay. This is a job you do not delay. You do not want to lose a day without doing something can be benefit you in this life and hereafter. And if you do that, you will gain another fruit. The another fruit is to organize your time. Because now you want to save your time. You do not want to lose your time. Because your time now is precious. Your time now is your farming. Is your pleasure. Is your Jannah. Is the closeness of Allah. And now any time you spend it outside this time, you dislike it. You feel like choking. And if you stay in this four thinking we talk about it, it will lead you to another fruit. What is the fruit? It will make you high, very high, because now we are going toward Allah. And it make you will very high. The will to get closer to Allah. And at this moment, you will gain something. You will feel you are in one life and everybody in another life. You are in one valley and the whole dunya and all mankind in another valley. Why? You not belong to them anymore. And this very few people can survive and reach that. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. Now, if I am not thinking about these four pillar of thinking, we talk about it. What will happen? Let's see what will happen. Shaitan will come and will fill me with his own thinking. What kind of thinking? He will make me thinking about thinking and make me busy about thinking. And he make me think about gaining all kind of knowledge which it can cannot benefit me. Like what? Like thinking about, for example, different game, different music, different picture, different statue. How I enjoy my time. Also, thinking of gaining different knowledge, biology, medicine, mechanic, architect, you name it. Yes, it's benefit, but not the most benefit. Because if it make me busy and not reaching Allah, I'm destroyed. And it will not benefit me in this life and hereafter, except for a short time. Like philosophy, psychology, geography, it has a tiny benefit. But if I go deep, it will destroy me. Like the thinking of desire, how I fulfill my desire, food, sleeping, clothing, any desire, if he really make me think about it, I've been finished. Or looking for something, he make me look. How many people go all the way to the deep sea looking for a treasure? Why? And most of them die before they find the treasure. And somebody else gets the money. Money, treasure, gaining, this, that. And that's why people eating each other and fighting each other for what? The status. And it can vary. Money status, style status, whatever it is. Another people, shaitan will make them busy about something else. How is the people? What happened to the people? What's the news? What benefit them? What harming them? By this way, he make you be busy with every human being. And he make you forget your own servant and your own Lord, your own creator. Or he make you start plot and plan inside. Meaning he make you think about all kind of detail, ultimate detail things. How I can get to do this? How I can move to this? How I can cause mischief to this? He will keep going back and forth in every topic just to keep you busy. Thinking again, what you gain? Nothing. I find out today the majority of us, if you really ask the person who you are, huh? What are you doing, huh? What are you gaining, huh? What is your goal, huh? What do you want, huh? Where are you going, huh? What are you doing? Thinking. About what? I do not know. What more than that? Elder and younger. Or you will be busy thinking about what? Boom. Nice knowledge. Language. How to speak nice. How to attract people. How to look unique. Some people busy in every detail in their life to the point they forget. What's he doing? Shaitan makes him busy to be slave to other. And they think they accomplished something. And you want to look so neat, so elegant. For what? Look, people, how much hour they spend just cleaning one car. Imagine, they clean the car. They wipe the car. They waxing the car. They polish the car. They do this to the car. Up and down, down and up. Before you know it, half a day is gone. Just to look good in the end. And they go for a ride, and before you know it, everything he done is gone in one couple of minutes. Not even couple of minutes. For a tiny enjoyment and a stupid enjoyment, half a day is gone. We cook, 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 cook. And in the end, 10 minutes, food is gone. We dress, 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 dress. And all this money of dress in the garbage. If we know how much we're causing mischief, you will not believe it. I visited one sister this week. Her and her family living in one room. In here, in New York. The whole family live in one room. And the room is shared between different brother and sister in the family. One room. And is divided by different kind of sheet. And the apartment has over 4 or 5 family. Family in one apartment. I wish our children see that. I wish to see the kitchen. Imagine what's going on at night. What kind of privacy? Sometimes we forget. But again, thinking. Another thinking shaitan will lead us to what will happen. What will happen tomorrow? What will happen here? What will happen there? What will happen to my job? What will happen to my family? What will happen to my kids? What will happen to me? What will... He keep you busy of thinking it happened and didn't happen. It might happen and it might not never happen. He keep you busy of what people think is the future. And they forget the future belong to Allah. Tomorrow is belong to Allah, not to me. One shaitan take you for a ride about future, you know, you're really gone. You gone more than going to the moon. You really went out. And if he get you this far, mashallah, he's sitting laughing at you. And day and night you're thinking. And you're thinking you accomplished something. And he already destroying you. Because the main one, he has the treasure of everything, you forget him. You even forget yourself. Some people can sit thinking for hours. They forget to eat. They forget to drink. They forget themselves. And if you ask him what's happening, he said, I'm thinking. Some people to think they have to hit their head to the wall. What happened? I'm thinking. And they keep walking. Very serious. What are you doing? Thinking. Some people have to walk all over for miles. And said, I have to think. I have to have a clear vision. Okay, go. Show me your way. And actually, shaitan takes him for a nice ride. What's the end of the ride? Destruction. Illusion. Make you busy. Make you worry. Give you uncertain. Or make you out. I see people are in, but they are not in. You understand me? In, but they're not in. But they're not here. Physically, they are here. Brain and heart is out. What's the benefit? Huh? What are you gaining? Huh? Where you are? Huh? What are you doing? Huh? This is reality. Imagine what more than me I'm lost. Like one time I remember, one man was in a mental institute. He said, is me exist? No, I'm not exist. Is me exist? No, I'm not exist. One man was visiting the mental institute. You know, one man like somebody I know. He was visiting the mental institute. And he looked at him and ha 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 ha. He laughed. He said, what are you laughing about? He said, I'm laughing about what you said. He said, at least I'm thinking about myself and I'm in the mental institute. What are you doing and why are you laughing about? Now the crazy person question supposed to be the one with the brain. The one with the brain has no answer. Think about if I'm in a mental institute laughing about him, what I'm doing? Imagine if I'm not in a mental institute, but I'm doing like him. He's better than me. Because at least he knows who he is. He knows he's already lost. But imagine if you lost it and you think you do not lose it. Do you know what this meaning? You even forget yourself. And this is the ultimate thinking of the devil. To forget yourself. Once you forget yourself tamaman, completely, what do you think who you are? You are a ball in the hand of shayateen, the devil. They do with you whatever they want. And it's not the quality of the believer. Now, if I'm listening to that, I ask myself, which one am I? The group belong to Allah and the Day of Judgment and the hereafter and how I get closer to Allah and the obedience of Allah and the knowledge of Allah? Or the shaitan take me for a ride about tomorrow and what going on, what happened to my business, what happened? Which one am I? Just I stop and now think about what you're thinking about. I'm telling you honest. If you are honest yourself for a moment, you will find out you're just a ball in the hand of shayateen. And they take you for a long ride. Where is Allah in the picture? Is not exist. Because you already surrender to the enemy of Allah. Shaitan. Because a mu'min, he has iman. He has tawakkul. He has yaqeen. He has faith. He knows his tomorrow belongs to Allah and he has work to do now. Finished. What happened about all this topic is not belong to him. And even if he has a problem, he connect himself to Allah, make two rak'ah salatul hajah, ask Allah to give him whatever he want, if it is benefit him in a status of istikhara, to ask Allah to choose for him. Finished, topic is closed. Now what he busy with? Busy with dhikr, Quran, doing good deed, running after the orphan, the sick, whatever, visiting the grave, thinking about his disease of the heart, try to learn. You have no time for all the shayateen work. Only shayateen will take you for a ride if you idle, if you're doing nothing. And this another tragedy. You meet many Muslims today, the majority. 99.9 of a Muslim. What are you doing? I do not know. Where are you going? I do not know. Even a sheep or a dog will not do what you're doing. Imagine. Where is your identity? Where is your personality? Who you are? What are you planning to do? If you think about this for a moment and you have a goal, you will never be where you are. But I believe we have never have any goal. Because if you have a goal, you have a will. If you have a will, you're going toward what you want. And now you have to think where I'm going and which way. I'm going toward Allah or I'm going toward destruction of myself and others. In this life and hereafter. Iman has to be with talab. If you have iman, you have talab. Meaning you want, you have a desire, you have a will. This inshallah today, it will be just thinking. I will call it jewels. I will call it wisdom. I will call it treasure. Today, what we're talking about is jewel, treasure, and wisdom. It's not a specific topic. It's just something to stir us inside, to see where we are. And it's only for those who have a brain. If you have a brain, sit down. If you do not have a brain and you're not sincere, you can go take a nap. Get a pillow and take a nap. Or like Americans say, take a hike. Okay? Very important. I'm serious. Because at this moment, either you benefit or you are a state of a lie. Because the most liar person, the one he shake his head and inside his head is empty. Or is full of garbage. And he just tried to imitate just to please somebody. No. You are a liar. And a liar never learns. The first stage of learning, truthful. If you are truthful to yourself, you will benefit. If you are a liar, you will never benefit. Shaitan will get you inside and give you all kind of excuse. If you feel sleepy, wash your face with cold water and sit and ask Allah, oh Allah, give me. Very important. According to your state inside, Allah will give you. If you want Iman, it will give you a fruit. The fruit of Iman is a will. The will lead you to another fruit. The another fruit of the will, good deed. Please Allah. And if you start doing that, you will get another fruit. The another fruit, iftiqar. Iftiqar to Allah. Once you have iftiqar to Allah, now you believe in Allah. Now you surrender to Allah. Now you have tawakkul. Now you have yaqeen. You get a lot of fruit. And if you have all that, you will know the ultimate weapons you have is dua. And raise your hand to Allah. And crying to Allah when you are in sujood. This is the only powerful action you really can gain between you and Allah. And you will gain something else. Fear. You will gain love. And if you gain those, you will be busy with what Allah wants. And when you gain those, Allah will give you something else. Patient. And if you gain all of the above, it will give you deen. It will give you deen. But sometimes we forget what the deen is. Deen is to you have already manifest and active according to the will of Allah, inside, outside, and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every aspect in your life, if you do that, you have deen. If you do not have it, you have no deen. Is that salah? Salah is a very tiny part. All the ritual is a tiny part. But all together, with manner, with akhlaq, with thinking, with what you're doing, with your behavior, with relationship with other, all this is called deen. Human being has two standing. One is standing when you are standing between you and Allah. In salah. This one is standing. And the another is standing when you stand between you and Allah in a day of judgment. Only two standing. If you fix the standing and you take care about the way you're standing between you and Allah in this life, you will have a beautiful standing between you and Allah in the day of judgment. If you do not value and respect the standing between you and Allah in this life, Allah will disgrace you in the day of judgment. Because you're going to stand. You have two. You like it or you don't. You have two. One in this life and one in the hereafter. Whatever how much effort to purify you're standing between you and Allah in this life, and how much struggle, the more Allah will make you happy when He meets you and standing between you and Him in the front of Allah in the day of judgment. Think, how is my standing in this life? And if you're stealing and you do not respect the standing between you and Allah in this life, you will be tortured in the hereafter. No doubt. What is enjoyment? People always running after enjoyment. Every human being, he loves enjoyment. And every living human being loves to enjoy. What is enjoyment? Enjoyment is something should gain you benefit. And it gives you some kind of pleasure. But the highest pleasure and the highest benefit, the one can give you infinite pleasure. Because some pleasure is short and the harmful. And some pleasure is very, you know, like difficult, but it gives you infinite pleasure. Like what? But before we said what, but like what, let's see. You have two people in this life, a fool and a wise. The fool get any pleasure anywhere, anytime. No rule, no principle. And the wise, he look for a pleasure can benefit him in this life and hereafter. You see? And always as a human being, if I tell you, come on, let me take you to the movie and do this and do that and do everything, but you might burn your feet a little bit. You will try to judge, is all the enjoyment I will get equivalent to the burn of my feet? If it's nice, I will go burn my feet and go. Like people who do drugs, they know they can have a kidney failure and liver problem and chest problem, nerve problem, and they're still doing it. Why? They sold out. They sold their body for a small, tiny treasure and pleasure, only for a few minutes. You know? Everybody, mashallah, in another state of thinking of a billow. I hope it's not the billow causing all this problem. Alhamdulillah. You are with me? MashaAllah. Physically or physically with spirit? Oh. Outside. Inside, Allah, no. We talk about the pleasure. Don't forget, some people, when they smell food, they go out. You know, until they eat, you cannot talk to them. Pleasure, yes. Some people, if the food is delayed, you cannot talk to them. I'm hungry. I want to eat. Don't talk to me. Especially in Ramadan. I'm fasting. Please, leave me alone. After iftar. You know? Some people, if they want to sleep so hard, out of whack too. May Allah forgive me if I'm among them. By this way, the status of their manner and behavior change. The more you have iman, this will not affect you. And the more you have no iman and you slave to your own desire, you are running after your own desire. Because your desire above anything. But the believer, his desire is to please Allah. His desire to gain the pleasure of Allah. His desire how to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah, inshaAllah. His pleasure is how to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to gain iman. How to gain connection. How to always be with Allah. And he do not want to lose his status. But only for the truthful believer. By this way, all of us always will have two kinds of pleasure. And we have to judge. I want to do this. Alcohol has a pleasure. But it's haram, it's forbidden. Some people said, let me get some. Or alcohol or drugs. Any pleasure is easy, but the price is high. Look at the people who go after sex, and before you know it, they have all kind of disease. And they did. For a small pleasure, they live miserable in this life and hereafter. By this way, the fool running after his own pleasure, and he doesn't think about the result. And the wise, he think about what he will gain from this pleasure, and he judge it. Is it really worth it? If I control my pleasure now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care about my pleasure in the hereafter. If I fulfill my pleasure now, in any way, I will pay the price in the hereafter. By this way, think, where is my pleasure? And what kind of pleasure I'm running after? Some people, their pleasure of gaining money. Some people love to sit down at night and just collecting money. You know? He doesn't care about his wife, his kids. You know, he doesn't care. No. He loves just to see his money. I saw people like that in my own life. He can even know his own wife with another man. He doesn't care. He just cares about the money. Why? Because any pleasure, you worship it. And becomes the highest. Some people, they worship a certain game. Anything go, but you have to watch the game. You will never miss the game. You can miss anything, but not the game. Can you see? It doesn't matter what topic is it is. Once you become a slave to certain pleasure, you're finished. By this way, is a point in here. Where is my pleasure, and which one is high, and which one is more benefit to me in this life and hereafter? Think. Like I tell you, today is only think for those who love to think. Real good thinking, inshallah. And those who are exist. We're not talking about the one who said, I'm exist, I'm not exist. I'm exist, I'm not exist. This table will not be good for them. No. You can go, mashallah, take a ride somewhere. Ya Allah. Now we go to some jewels. Jewel from Allah. Treasure from Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam, he said, when he was really sick, and after waiting for 18 years, and when Allah put it in his heart to make dua, what he said? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in here, Ayyub is nada, he called his Lord. إني مسني الضر, I've been touched with some calamity, some disease. وأنت أرحم الراحمين, and you are the most merciful. He said in this dua, is he gather a lot of things. He gather the reality of oneness of Allah, tawheed, and complete poverty to Allah, iftiqar, and the belief and faith is Allah. And this why any time you call Allah with complete iftiqar and yaqeen, Allah will open. But you have to have no doubt, is the only one can help you is Allah. In other hand, I will give you a very simple thing to do. Think your head has been cut. This head should not be exist. Only your heart between you and Allah. Because your head is dangerous. Shaitan will fill it up with all kind of garbage, and after that you make dua. It would not work. Only when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only when you have no doubt in Allah is the owner of everything and have yaqeen, and you surrender whatever it is to Allah only. At this time, Allah will feed you. And Allah will show you and open whatever it is. Only at this time. And one scholar, he said, whatever kalamat you have, and you make this dua 7 times with faith, Allah will open for you. The dua of Ayyub. إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Let's go to another dua by Yusuf عليه السلام. Yusuf عليه السلام, when his family came and he becomes the treasurer of Egypt, what he said? He said beautiful dua. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh Allah, you are my wali. You are my protector wali. You are the only one to care about me. You are the guardian of the believer. Was all this under name or under meaning wali? The one who take care about all your affair, everything. By this way, again, surrender. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة, in this life and hereafter. Again, complete belief in Allah. Complete oneness of Allah. Faith in Allah. توفني مسلما. Make me die as a Muslim. وألحقني بالصالحين. And make me resurrected among those who are pious people. How much humble he is. He's a prophet. Son of the prophet. He did not say, I'm a pious person. He said, oh Allah, allow me to die as a Muslim. And join me with the good people. With the pious people. By the way, in this life, you want to know who you are? See who is your companion. Who is your friend? Who you hanging with? Who you call them? Who you connect yourself with? Who you busy with them? This is your own deen according to the deen of other. Let's go to another jewel. Very beautiful jewel. This jewel, I hope everybody listen to it, because if you do not have it, you have no jewel in your life. Listen carefully. And this jewel, inshallah, will be under the name, the treasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Hajr, verse 21, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Nothing in this earth, we do not have the treasure of it. I am the owner, Allah tell me, as a slave. I am the owner of everything you see. And what you see is a tiny bit of what I have. I'm just giving in you and earth a little bit. Water, he has the treasure of water. Life, he's the treasure of life. Death, beauty, wisdom, knowledge, you name it, you see it, he is the owner of it. Now, Allah tell me, he is the owner of everything, and he is the owner of the treasure of everything. Meaning, Allah show me to a treasure now. What is a treasure? The treasure is, he is the owner of all the treasure. And he is the owner of the key of all the treasure. Now, if you ask for any treasure from anyone, you are a loser. And if you ask the treasure from the owner of the treasure and the one who owns the keys, he might give you some key to open and get what you want. If I'm a Muslim, I hear this, and I seek help from anyone except of Allah, I do not know nothing. Now, another treasure will join it to the first treasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm, verse 42, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. And toward your Lord, it is the infinity, the end. You're ending toward your Lord. Do you know what this meaning is? Allah gave us a hint. Allah gave us an advice. A hidden treasure. Do you want the treasure? Do you want the keys? Or you want the owner of everything? You get it? He tell you, to reach me, it is the end. Because everything belongs to him. And everything returned to him. And everything in his hand. And all the will and power by his will and power. By this way, if you really have wisdom, who you searching for? Allah. Who you want to get closer to? Allah. And the real orphan, the real stray, the real veiled one, the one who seek everything in this dunya, and he did not receive Allah. And the most beneficial person in this earth, even if he have no anything, the one he reach Allah. By this way, every one of us can stop for a moment and said, is me going toward Allah? Is me trying to reach Allah? Or is me trying to reach something else? And think, what are you trying to gain? And by whom? And whom will help you? By this way, if you join the two verses together, you will come to a conclusion. If you are with Allah, meaning you have the treasure and the keys together. And if you lose Allah, you lose the treasure and the keys and everything. And in here is a hidden point. If we understood this point, the heart will be calm. The heart will be content. The heart will have yaqeen, faith. And at this time, your body, your heart, your soul, everything will be what? Surrender to Allah. You have no agony. You have no problem. You have nothing. You have nothing because you're already with Allah. You are in a state of happiness. You are with a treasure, with the owner of everything. And if you do not have it, you cannot have love, you cannot have happiness, you cannot have tranquility, you cannot have contentment, you cannot have faith. You cannot have nothing, and you will always will be miserable, worry, thinking. You see now what's going on? Join everything together. You will find very beautiful fruit, inshallah. And if I surrender to the owner of the treasure and I try to be his slave. Wonder what happened. He promised he will take care about everything and he will open all the treasure to be a slave to me. I take whatever I want. By his will. Do you are with me inshallah? You still with me? Physically and heart or only physically? Do you know who you are? Where you are? What you're doing? What is your goal? How I reach Allah and how I ask Allah to love me. How? What is the ways to reach the love of Allah? Ajul. How I gain the love of Allah. If you keep busy thinking, doing physically, heart, mind, with Allah, for Allah, by Allah, wonder what happened. As soon or later you keep knocking, and now you are connected. You're connecting yourself all the time to your Lord. This connection, Allah loves it. Because it's a sign of servanty. Now you are really trying to be a slave to Allah. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you do that, the more you try to connect yourself to Allah, the more veils Allah take it out between you and Him. And the more veils it come out, the more tranquility and calmness you gain. The more iman and yaqeen, the more faith, the more knowledge you gain from Allah. And now He give you light. This light will destroy all the darkness inside your heart and your brain. And this light will give you the vision, what going on. And at this time, you will love to do dhikr to Allah. You will love to read Quran. You will love to know Him. You will love to obey Him. You will love to please Him. You will love to please those who will please Him. You will be always in the junction and connection for everything for Allah. And when you do so, wonder what happened. Allah will love you. And if Allah love you, He make other love you, but not any other. Certain people will love you. And He start cleaning your hand from everything and make you busy. And He start open your heart and mind. And He start give you enjoyment and pleasure of being with Him. And now we have the ultimate pleasure and enjoyment. And if you are happy with Allah, for Allah, with remembering of Allah, and the obedience of Allah, you return everything to Allah. Once you do that, you are connected. And if you don't, you are been cut between you and Allah. May Allah save us from those. Another point, na'am of Allah, the bounty of Allah. If you are a human being, think the na'am of Allah is belong to Allah. And everything He give you is belong to Allah. All, everything He give you is from whom? Allah. Do you know where we are now? We are in a beautiful meeting. Do you think Shaitan like it? Do you think Shaitan want you to listen? Do you think Shaitan want you to comprehend? But if you have a well and you value it, what will happen? You wash your face with cold water and you try and make dua inside of your heart. Oh Allah, allow me to comprehend. Oh Allah, allow me to listen. Oh Allah, allow me to benefit. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq to really reach this level, to really learn, is a ni'am, the bounty and everything you gain is from Allah, you will discover something. Even remember Allah, you cannot do it until Allah allow you. Obedience from Allah. Tawfiq for everything is from Allah. What is the ultimate gift Allah can give you now? Make you closer to Allah. And we're going to come closer to this topic later on, by the will of Allah. Is Allah and dunya will never mix. Will never mix. Go wash your face with cold water. Please. Go. But do not take half an hour. Move. I'm here, I'm not here. I'm here, I'm not here. Very important. No, you wash your face with ice cold water. Very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ Surah An-Nahl, verse 53. What you have from bounty, from Allah. And if a touch of calamity or a problem come, you keep crying, Oh Allah, Oh Allah, Oh Allah. Sound familiar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse said, فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Remember the bounty of Allah. Maybe you will be successful. Very important. Because don't forget what Shaitan does. In a time of Allah give you a lot of bounty, he make you forget the bounty and make you forget about one problem. And he make you forget a lot about bounty. And this time Allah hit you most. Because he shower you with a lot of bounty and a tiny problem. And all of a sudden, instead of thinking about all the bounty, Shaitan make you busy about one problem and forget about all the bounty. And another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهِ تَعْبُدُونَ وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ Thank me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're really worshipping me. Imagine if Allah give it to you in a state of questioning. If you claim you worship me, thanking me. How you can join thanking and thinking? Thanking and worry. Bounty and a small trial. No way. No way. If I'm a believer, I have only one state. One way is thanking Allah about everything. I have no right to think and complain or worry, nothing. I have no right, not even for a second. If I really believe in Allah and I worship Allah. This is a worship, not two rak'ah and two rak'ah and two, no. This ritual just to gain me to the reality of worship. And you cannot get this success unless you join it with three pillars to gain the reality of success. Thanking Allah with tongue, heart, and body. Nobody should see you and wonder about you. Anyone see you, he said, this man is happy man. If your face is a happy man, meaning you are content. If you content, you're thanking Allah. But if you tell me I'm thanking Allah, but your face is worry, or in a wonderland, something is wrong. وَطَلَبُ الْعَافِيَةِ And we ask Allah to give us عَافِيَةِ And عَافِيَةِ is unlimited. Just ask Allah, اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والتوبة النصوح And make tawbah of what you have. If you do those, you are the pillar of thinking. And you're getting closer to Allah, inshallah. And nothing of what we're talking about you can do without the tawfiq of Allah. Now, how I get tawfiq of Allah? How? And tawfiq has two ways. Tawfiq and khudlan. Khudlan meaning Allah will not give you tawfiq. The opposite of tawfiq. Why I get tawfiq? Why Allah will not give me tawfiq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a creator. He do what He want. He give what He want. He take what He want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give in the time He want. Can take from the time if He want. He know. Which land is good for the water? Which land it will not take the water? Which land will be bringing crops? Which land it will not? He know also. Which human being he can give him tawfiq, which one he will not give him tawfiq. He know which one he can give him tawfiq now and which one he will leave him. According to what he wrote in his own kingdom of knowledge. And his own destiny. And according to the surrender of the human being. According to how much you rely on Allah. Because sometimes Allah will not give you tawfiq as a sign of anger and also to let you go back. We'll talk about it very soon. Because what happened is most of us Once we gain, we think it is me. And I forget it is not from Allah. It is my mind. It is my goodness. I know it. I'm the expert. This is the beginning of going down. To save what you have, to thank Allah. To spend for Allah, to return it to Allah, to rely on Allah, to know you are nothing and just Allah is giving you. He gives the time he wants, and he takes from you the time he wants. This will save you and give you tawfiq. But if you return any action or anything to yourself, this is a time of khuzlan. And this if he love you. And if he hit you, he discard you completely and make you think about yourself and you're finished. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لِيَقُولُوا أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمْ بِشَاكِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, We trial you with each other. To some will say, Why Allah give them? Why I do not have what they have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, He said, I know who will thanking me. Again, what this meaning? Giving is according to the thanks. By the way, people think always giving was money. Meaning, if Allah give me money, He's giving me. If Allah do not give me money, He's not giving me. This wrong understanding. Actually, if Allah give me money, He's dragging me. If Allah takes the money away from me, He's choosing me. You heard it? When Allah give me money, He's dragging me. He make me stray. And if He takes the money away, now I'm crying, Now I'm humble. Now I'm fearing. Now I want Allah. Now I want thank Allah. You see? Now I have to ask myself, is me doing all these things and all this crying to gain the money or gaining Allah? Is in here is a very critical point. This is why Allah said the majority of people are mushrik. When they have a problem, they cry to Allah. Once Allah make it easy, they go back exactly what they did before. Meaning, they was never honest between them and Allah. Honesty and sincerity was not there. And this is very dangerous. The whole trial to make you go to Allah, not to gain money again, not to make gain success in this dunya again, to gain Allah. Which one is higher? Allah is higher, or what you want is higher? If we failed, we'll be stupid. We'll be crying to Allah to gain status. And Allah might give it to you and increase it to blind you more. And you think you did something. But if Allah love you, He trial you in what He give you, to go back to Him and remember who is the giver. And stop it and put your nose in the ground. And remember who you are. In the way you're walking, the way you're talking, the way you deal with others. You are just a human being Allah give you. And anytime He can snatch it from you. Life, He can take it away from you. Tawfiq, He can take it away from you. Brain, He can take it away from you. Understanding, He can take it away from you. Health, He can take it away from you. And a lot of us get a lot of messages, and sometimes we do not see. Accident after accident. Situation after situation. And we try to figure out, there's no such accident. Every accident and every situation is a life message. It's a message from Allah. Allah tell me, stop it. Stop here. Where are you going? And this meaning Allah love you. He want you. He calling you. He calling you to Him. Now, after this call is a trial. If you pass it, you go up. If you fail, you're going down. Even with money, it doesn't matter. Because money is not the things. It is going up or going down. Up with Allah, down with shayateen. And again, what happened to Qarun? We know Qarun, the one Allah cursing him. He has a lot of treasure. What he said? I gain it. It is me. It's my knowledge. He did not return it to Allah. Allah took care about him. Anytime you challenge Allah for anything He give you, you finished. As soon or later. And even if you think all the gift and bounty Allah give it to you, you really deserve it. No way. None of us deserve anything. It is just generosity from Allah. If you really understand this point, you will never be arrogant over somebody. You will never think about yourself as somebody. You always deal with somebody like they are somebody. And you are nothing. And this what really Allah wants from us. But the majority of people, once they have little bit of piece of dunya, wonder what happened. Look at the way they walk. The way they have their hand in their pocket. The kind of shirt and clothing. All of a sudden, the nafs change. You cannot talk to them in certain time. The tongue is, twisted. Even the face, the eyes, everything. What happened? Shaitan enter and mashallah, really bubble you up and give you a good one. Yes, but don't blame him. It is you You forget the owner of everything. You forget who is the owner, really. We do not own nothing. We do not own nothing. And as a believer. And also don't forget. Sometime when Allah starts giving us material, wonder what happened. Instead of taking this material and give a big portion of it to Allah again to put barakah in what I give. No, I keep accumulating. I want to do this. I want to build this. I want to increase. I want to do this. I want to increase. What about the owner of you? This why the real, real good people in the past, they used to cut a portion of their income and they used to call it barakah. Not a charity. They call it barakah. Big portion, they cut it only for Allah. I met people until today, they are doing it. They have a beautiful life. Why Allah wanted this way? Because this is a sign of returning everything to Allah. You not worry. You do not want save. You know the one who give. You give him, he give you. You give him, he give you. But only the one who has a weak iman, he cannot give. And when he give, he's really limited. Why? He's scared. He want to accumulate. Because he doesn't think it is from Allah. He think from him. From the market. From this. From that. And he forget it's all tawfiq from Allah. It's not his brain or his language or his ability. No. It's a tawfiq. You like it this way. You like it this way. It is tawfiq from Allah. For a wisdom, Allah knows. If you use it for Allah, mashallah. If you use it for your life and gain more business, he will destroy you soon or later. We're talking about now sunnah. We're talking about a way Allah will do it. You like it or you don't. And if he loves you, he will snatch it from you to keep crying and go back to him. He's a doctor. He's a doctor. He cure us according to his wisdom. And the wise person, he go to his own doctor and surrender. Finished. Oh, doctor, you're me. And be calm with me. Be Latif. Said, Ya Latif, be Latif. And give me the ability to see and comprehend the wisdom of you, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, verse 9 and 10. What he said, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً. If we give mankind mercy and we open from him, ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ, and we take it away from him, إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسُ الْكَفُورِ. He is a very uptight and he almost disbelieve. We give and we take. Once we take, he's uptight, he's this, he worry. Allah said, إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. He is a kafir of what Allah give. In this state, you're not in a state of a belief, you are in a state of kufr. Very dangerous. And another verse, he said, وَلَئِنْ أَزَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ. And if we open for him, after the calamity and after the tide, لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَةُ عَنِّي. He said, all the bad thing is getting away from me. إِنَّهُ لَفَرَحٌ فَخُورٌ. And he is so happy and so arrogant. You see? And this is what happened to the majority of us. How many of us, when we have a calamity, we said, oh Allah, forgive me. But I make nadr. I make an oath between me and you. If you make it easy for me, I will have, for example, 30% for you. You see, I will do this for you, Ya Allah. This is a right believer. And start being humble. If you know why Allah give you khudlan, why Allah do not help you and support you? Because your heart. It is the heart. According to your heart, Allah give you tawfiq or Allah leave you alone and destroy you. It is your heart. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 22-23.
إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
The worst creature, the worst things Allah create, the one, the deaf, the one they cannot talk, and the one they cannot comprehend.
وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And if Allah knew in them His goodness, He will allow them to hear. And when they hear, they will go like they never hear. And they will deny what they hear. And this is a big problem for us. Once you hear, Allah allow you to hear, be careful. If you implement what you hear, you be elevated. If you do not implement what you hear, you will be disgraced. And the veil will come and you're asking for trouble. Big trouble. The one who hear, not the one who doesn't hear. Once you hear, you have obligation to try to get closer to it. And implementing what you hear. By this way, the end of this topic will be, the tawfiq is generosity from Allah. Is bounty. Is bounty. Allah give it to whom He want, snatch it from whom He want, according to the status of your heart and how much you really belong to Allah. Surah Al-Ankabut, it has some wisdom for us. Surah Al-Ankabut, it has some wisdom for us, and we finish insha'Allah. I hope we gain something today and we know who we are, where we are, what is our goal. You know, I believe if Muslim today read Surah Al-Ankabut, it will open a big puzzle in their eyes. But again, knowledge, understanding, comprehending light from Allah. He opened it to whom He want. I was talking to one brother a couple of days ago. I give him a beautiful book containing beautiful wisdom. Do you know what he tell me? He tell me, my heart is closed. I do not feel goodness in this book. Imagine. I was listening to him, but not listening to him. You see, certain knowledge is from Allah. Even if me try to give it to somebody, I can't. I can't, even my own children. I can't pass any knowledge unless the ground is ready. And the ground is ready according to the heart. And the heart is ready according to sincerity and truthfulness. Sadq, ikhlas. If you really want Allah, Allah will open. If you have some sickness inside, you're finished. You will hear and no tawfiq. You cannot do. Why? Sickness inside. It's not your ear. It's not how much you understand or not. It's not the language. It is the status of the heart. Don't ever forget that. Allah in Surah Al-Ankabut, He said, Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. I'm not going to go through it. I'm going to just go give you glimpse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, do you think, O mankind, you will be lifted like that, and you said you believe, and you will not be trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you fitna? Do you think so? And we trial the people before you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know who is the truthfulness people and who is a liar. By this way, in a time of any trial, Allah designed it for one thing, to see who are you, what metal you are. Because the truth of a person do not show up in the easy time, in a difficult time. Another verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 214, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Do you think you will enter Jannah and nothing will happen to you like the people before you? They get all kind of hardship. They get all kind of calamity. Even the earth will tremble underneath the earth until the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those who believe with him, they said, oh Allah, where is your victory? By this way, in the middle of any trial, to connect you toward Allah. If Allah loves you, he cut all the mean to make you surrender to him and realize you are nothing. Do you see again? This is the whole thing all about. To put your nose down and remember who you are. And without him, you are finished in this life and the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه. And whom? Those who disbelieve after they believe. Don't forget, some people, they love the money, they love business, love the wife, love the kids. All of a sudden, wife die, kids die, husband die, business take. Oh Allah, why you do this to me? You do not find anybody except me. Oh Allah, everybody you give him. And the person start doing kufr. Why he's doing kufr? Because he didn't like what Allah taking from him. Why? Because he forget. He's the owner of everything is Allah. He give it in the time he want. He take it in the time he want. Finished. But this only is a believer. If you do not have the right belief, shaitan will take you for ride and finish. And you start acting up. You start uncertain. Worry. Again. Same topic. You see it? Same topic. And this is the sunnah of Allah. Anyone believe one Allah, you have to be a trial. Remember that. You really want Allah, welcome to the trial. If you do not want Allah, Allah will open dunya and make you drown in dunya. You want Allah, you have to be trial. You have to, one way or another, and to test it. If you be patient and you believe, after the trial, Allah open and open the ease. Always ease after trial. But in a trial, Allah wants to see what you're going to do. And one of the scholars, he said, some agony and some trial causing agony, hardship, sadness, and after that, ease and happiness in this life and hereafter. And some people do not like that. By this way, they want the ease life and they get the agony in the hereafter. You have to get it. The believer will get some of it in this life, and Allah give him ease in this life hereafter. The disbeliever, he have happiness in this life, and all the agony and torture in hereafter. And you have to have some. One way or another, you will go through some. Either by business, money, job, life, things you love, things you attach to, health, whatever it is. Something has to happen. And anything happening is a wake-up call. Is a wake-up call from Allah who tell you, come on, enough is enough. You was running like a chicken without head, come to me now. Come to me. And this is a mercy from Allah. And also to purify you. Like the metal. If you have any knowledge about metal, what do you do? If you want to purify metal, do you put it in fire? Once the metal gets so hot and melted, you can separate a different metal from another. Only under pressure and fire. Similar human being, the only one to be, any way to purify him, under pressure and certain calamity. By the will of Allah. One man went to Imam Shafi'i and he asked him a question. He said, Ya Aba Abdullah, which one is better to a man? To gain calamity and trial, or to Allah open and give him whatever and make it easy for him? He said, the believer will never have an ease unless he will be tried. And after that he said, Allah trial, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad, all of them. And when they were patient, after that he opened for them. By this way is a cycle. And this cycle by the will of Allah never changes. Never change. And this is a very core and very jewel core. You should have it in your heart. If you know it, you will gain success. And if you do not gain it, you will ask for a problem. Aisha radiallahu anha, she sent a letter to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. No, I'm sorry, to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And it gave him a wisdom. The hadith from Aisha, she said, Man arda Allah bisakhatin nas, kafahu Allah ma'unatin nas. And another report, وَمَنْ أَرْضَ النَّاسِ بِسَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يُغْنُوا عَنْهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. What it mean? Whoever please Allah with the disliking and the upsetness and the anger of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care about his affair between him and people. And whoever please the people of the upsetness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry at him and nobody can help. And we have to choose who we want to please. We want to please people or we want to please Allah. And whoever Allah give him tawfiq, he will allow him to realize that and go toward Allah only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to go to some verses quick. These verses will tell you what's going on right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 7. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We make the earth decorated to see whom among my servant will do better deed. By this way, the whole decoration of the earth, a trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُعُونَ. And we trial them
with goodness and ease and with calamity, maybe they come back to me. And another verse, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 168, and this one is Surah Taha, 123-124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you receive guidance from me, whoever get my guidance, he will never be stray and he will never have an agony. And whoever get away of my message, I will make his life miserable. And in the day of judgment, he will come blind. And you will ask, oh Allah, I have vision in life. Why you bring me blind? He said, I send you my message. You deny it, and today I make you blind. And in Surah Al Imran, verse 142, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Again, do you think you will go to Jannah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know who struggle for me and those who are patient. The whole thing is struggle, patient with Allah. And a lot of verses. ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك. What you gain is in your life is a hasana, is a charity from Allah to you. And if any calamity happen, from yourself. I'm just translating Surah An-Nisa, verse 79. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, verse 165. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And when you have a trial and tribulation and calamity and a problem, it will came to you. You said, what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he said, this from you. And again, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 30. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And what you have now from calamity or from musiba is from what you gain by your own hand. And Allah, he make af in another things you do. And now another key, very important now. Very important. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse 53. If Muslim today understand this verse, they will understand the whole pillar of what going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change any gift of any bounty of people unless he change what inside. You see, everything geared to what? Inside, inside, inside. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, if you see the condition around you change, look inside. And Allah will not change the condition outside until you change the condition inside. This is the key of any help. You want get help from Allah? Seek inside your heart. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And if Allah want trial someone and really disgrace them, nobody can help you. And you have nobody to support you except Allah. Now, in the middle of all that, what we do? What Allah want? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he want us to do exactly like Abina Adam said. What is it? In Surah Al-A'raf, the dua of Adam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسْنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسْنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Now you are really seeking Allah's help. Said, oh Allah, I'm the oppressor. I'm the guilty. I'm the sinner. And if you do not forgive me and open for me, I will be a destroyed one. I will be the disgraced one. I will be the loser. Do you see now? All the gear to what? Put your nose down. Enough is enough. And Iblis, what he said? He said, I will decorate life. I will decorate action. I will decorate. I will decorate. What Allah replied? إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ. My slave, you have no power and strength over them except those who are follow you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غَوِين. And the scholar said, what is الغَي? غَي by Arabic meaning when you follow your desire. And in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very long hadith, I'm just going to summarize one line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عبادي, my servant, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. It is your deed. أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. I calculate it for you. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّهَا. And I will give you according to what you do. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدَ اللَّهِ. If you find goodness, thank me. And if you don't find something good, do not blame except yourself. This is the pillar now. If you find goodness, thank me. And if you do not find goodness, do not blame except yourself. And this is why we have to always thank Allah, make istighfar, make tawbah, and we go back and we ask Allah to purify our soul and our action. And we have to remember, the heart keeps changing. The heart keeps changing. And only the heart believing in Allah is steadfast. When your heart is keep crumbling and keep changing, you know your heart is not in the state of iman. Your heart is in the state of shirk. Your heart is in the state of hypocrisy. Once you have a state with Allah, you have no iman. Only at this time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبْرُ وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we make them the highest and be guiding to other, guider to other, when they were patient and they were with our sign of faith. By this way, again, is a sequence. Patient, believe, have faith, and after that Allah elevate and give you elevation. And we have to remember, ghadab, anger, is from shaitan. If I have a state of iman, my anger is low. If I get angry a lot, something wrong with my iman. And Rasulullah, he said, if you get anger, make wudu. Make wudu. Because all this from shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, push the bad deed with good deed. It will eliminate it. By this way, in the middle of calamity, Allah give us a formula. Go to Allah. Be patient. Clean inside. Correct your faith. Write to Allah. Make istighfar. Make tawbah. Make charity. Make oath. Thank Allah. Be content. Try to go to reach Allah. Not to fix your problem, but only to go to Allah. Allah will take care about you by himself. This is some of the jewel. I consider a jewel and a treasure. Why? We are a human being. We have to go. We have to go to many cycle in our life. And each cycle has right. and has a ways, and only those who will pass the one toward Allah. But my advice, inshallah, don't try to reach Allah to help you only. Because as soon or later you will be a mushrik. And once Allah opens the ease, you go back working and slave yourself to dunya. But ask Allah to make it easy and promise Allah. But when you promise, make it sincere to Allah, to be belong to Allah. Because what is dunya? If Allah give you all the dunya and He snatch your iman. I know many people ask for dunya and Allah take everything from them. I know one man, without mentioning his name, he was a very simple man. When you look at his face, light, light. And all the time he do dhikr, he do da'wah, he do goodness. And he's living, very simple. Some of his relatives invite him to dunya. He opened a big business, multi-million dollar business. All of a sudden, alcohol, woman, car, this, that. Come to salah, I have no time. Let's have some time together for Allah, I have no time. As soon or later, Allah send him a relative from his family. He make him take care about his family. The relative did a good job. He take all the income, put it in Europe. In 6 months, he own many company, close to $100,000. And in 8 months, meaning 2 months more, his business is gone. $2 million business is gone. And he went back working in a small shop. Working. And everything he lost. But you know, most of all, he lost his iman. He's 31 years old. He get two heart attack. Two heart attack, 31 years old. And he become addicted to alcohol. And always crying over the money and the status. Do you think he's a gainer or a loser? Allah make him a loser in this life and hereafter. Unless Allah give him tawbah, where he go? Sometimes we, from the greed and selfish and blind, we want. And we think what we want is what will benefit us. And maybe, and most of all, what we want will destroy us. This is why the believer never seek anything until he makes istikhara. And he did ask Allah, oh Allah, if this is will be good for me in this life and hereafter, make it easy. If not, let it away from me, Allah. Finished. But this only for the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our thinking. Save our brain, save our heart, save our soul from shaitan and from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his blindness and veil, ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and we obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to only the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give us iman and the reality of yaqeen and reality of loving Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ودود يا رحيم يا غفور يا بر يا كريم يا الله يا وهاب يا وهاب يا وهاب يا عاطي يا مغني يا غني يا كريم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا صاحب الفضل العظيم تفضل علينا يا أرحم الراحمين تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم اللهم اكرمنا بكرمك اللهم اكرمنا بكرمك وارحمنا برحمتك واعف عنا يا عفو واعف عنا يا عفو اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ارزقنا من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم اللهم خل لنا واختر لنا ولا تجعل لنا خيرا إلا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين واجعلنا راضين بما اخترته لنا رب العالمين، وبارك لنا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حق اليقين وحق التوكل وحق حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا، وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه، وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه. اللهم إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. اللهم إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة والصدق والإخلاص في السر والعلانية برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك، وضع البركة والنور فيما نفعل، واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.